Niners defensive line, front seven, that makes them so hard to block in terms of protecting Eli Manning?
Ability. That's it. They got great players. They're tremendous. They're tough. They got great speed on the outside. Smith is a beast on the inside. He's strong. He does as good a job of grabbing a hold of offensive linemen and allowing those twists to take place. He never gets called for it, so he gets away with murder. That makes, you know, that in conjunction with the ability level they have makes them as, you know, formidable as anybody we go against. You know, which, you know, we go against some pretty good ones in the Dallases and the Philadelphias, but they're as good as anybody up front.
Yesterday's telling us that he's talking to the DBs, coaching them up, that sort of thing. Realistically, how much of a concern is it when you have two guys like Jacobs and Manningham who spent multiple seasons in your offense?
You know, it certainly you wish it didn't happen, but many of the things we do is predicated on what you do defensively. So if you're going to sit down because, hey, this is where it's supposed to go, well, guess what? We're not sitting down because you're not where you're supposed to be. So we're going to – most of our big plays take advantage of situations where guys are maybe trying to overplay or cheat on a route or something. That's when our big plays happen. That's like when you've seen a couple examples the last few weeks with Victor running through. You know, that's a read route for us. You know, this certain coverage allows us to do that. That's something we spend a lot of time on. That's, a foundation of our route. So maybe as opposed to some teams where I'm going to run an 18-yard in or a 14-yard curl or a 12-yard this, when we're coming down, we're reading it, making decisions. So it really doesn't matter what you do. If we're doing it well enough, we're going to have a chance to get open. Now, it still comes down, are you good enough to beat a defender, and are you good enough up front to provide, you know, sufficient time for the quarterback to make those, you know, to sit and see who's open. But it maybe wouldn't be quite as much of a concern for us as it is for some more conventional offenses.
Kevin, I want to piggyback offenses off of that. You've got defensive players who talk about their scheming on offense. On defense, are they just straight up physical and fast, or are they scheming a lot to do a lot of things?
You know, most really, really good teams, I think, my opinion on both either side of the ball, they have their foundation and they got good players, and then it's the subtleties, the nuances of how they adjust. It's not a dramatic, they did this and then it's something completely different. No, they do, but they make this subtle adjustment. You know, it may be just as much as you offset the fullback all of a sudden. Number 94 goes from a four eye inside eye of the tackle to he's now down on the guard because he knows you're going this way, or the weak went this way and the nose guard slanted that way. So it's the subtlety of their adjustments which makes it very, very difficult. You get great players that have positioned themselves perfectly. They're not giving up or surrendering a lot of, you know, mistakes. There's not a lot of mistakes that you can exploit. So you got to actually flat out beat them, and of course they're good enough that they make it difficult to do that.
You've had a lot of receivers obviously the last few weeks who have filled in tremendously, but is it just a little different if you're able to get Hakeem Nicks back on the field? I mean, assuming
there's a reason he's a starter, and I think you see the contribution he's capable of making when you see Tampa Bay. I mean, that's the difference. The other guys have, as you mentioned, filled in admirably. I mean, I'm very, very proud of to see what Ramsey did for a couple of games, to see what Ruben did this past game. Dominic's been unbelievable all season long. You know, a lot of things that maybe people on the outside don't notice, not only the terrific catches, but his blocking, his route running, some of the things he's done has been phenomenal. So I'm proud of them all, but you always want your best players, so you're the guys who are your starters, to come back, and the more you have there, the more difficult it is for people to match up. Now, some of the advantages that they may have in certain spots, maybe they start swinging in your favor. So, you know, to get them back would be great. Now, the problem is just getting them back is one thing, you know, what level is he able to play at is another. So that's what we'll have to wait and see.
How do you run on the 49ers?
There's a lot of jocular answers are coming to mind, but it's hard because, again, you've got great players and they're not gambling, taking a lot of risks. They line up, they do a terrific job of trying to knock you back, and because of their ability and strength inside, those two defensive ends and those they have are big, huge, powerful men, and they make it hard, and the two linebackers are as good as you face in the game, you know. So you add two safeties who are as physical as anybody in the game, and you got a great 9 out of 11 in terms of their strength of what they do is defending the run. And then when they get you enough long yardage situations, then they can pin their ears back, and the whole flavor of the defense changes. I mean, rather than being very, very run conscious and physical and sliding along and reacting very, very effectively to your blocking schemes, now all of a sudden they just pin their ears back. So you have to do something to stay in a down and distance rhythm that you give your guys a chance on third down, or it can be a long day.
You went, when Sondre got hurt, you went basically a one back offense the entire game.
Right.
History is, it doesn't sound like it's an ideal situation for you guys. Would you rather have a second option going into this game, and is David Wilson capable of that at this point?
Well, we're trying to expand his role as fast as we can, as you guys know, but it's a process, so we take it one day at a time.
What about, I mean, Darrell Scott? Is that, I mean, it doesn't sound
it's
like
possible. Browns. I mean, we'll whoever's up, I'll see. I never know until Friday what our thoughts are in that regard, based on the injury factor in a lot of positions, not just offensively. You know, each coach tries to put the best 46 out there, and so we'll see. I don't know, but if they're there, the good thing is he's familiar enough with what we're doing and what we would expect of him that he could go in and contribute.